worship moves, which is a part of our youth. Our youth, we have decided that the Lord has given us a name for it. Our youth is going to be called Revival Generation. How about that? Revival Gen for short. Because names are important, and when you declare it over your youth, we're declaring you're a Revival Gen. Amen? A Revival Generation. But our dance portion of the youth is called Worship Moves. So you don't have to be in Worship Moves to be in youth, because we want every single person, no matter if they feel comfortable dancing or expressing themselves that way, to be a part of youth and young adults. But Revival Gen is what that's going to be called. But Worship Moves, the Lord gave us that specific vision that we were going to do moves. And what we were going to do was we were going to prophetically declare. Maybe we should move these tissue boxes, somebody. We were going to prophetically declare the word of the Lord through our worship moves. And then we had a wonderful word about that from Mama Rose this morning. And so as God is, Rudy, if you could come and get this pulpit. As God is giving us these different dances, we believe that he's speaking to us the songs that we're going to do. Why? Because they are a declaration that is going forth. So this is the second offering that Worship Moves has worked on. And I want you to know they choreographed this themselves with the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Pastor Charlene has been working with them. Let's give her a great big hand. It's been amazing. And in just a moment, you are going to hear a lot of testimonies from the weekend, because we had like 40 or so, 40 to 50 like youth and young adults in this place this weekend. I'm telling you, it was a happening place. They got a lot of energy. Yeah, so I'm still recovering. But you're going to see some worship moves this morning. So let's just give this team a great big hand as they come.
See?
Wow, that was awesome. Hallelujah. That was outstanding. You guys did a great job. Let's give him another hand for that. Wow. That was so anointed. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, your sons and your daughters will prophesy. I'm telling you. Joel said it. Acts said it. That's what they are doing. They're prophesying. I want you to know that they know that that's not a performance. What they're doing is a spiritual activity, and it's causing life to come. Actually, yeah, we will take that pulpit, Rudy. Why don't you get the pulpit for us? You know what? I know that we had a little arrangement. Did the kids go out, or the kids, maybe they could stay in today. It's up to you guys. I'll let you decide. But we're going to have some testimonies from our youth weekend. So if you would like the kids to stay in, they can. Or if you would like to take them out, they can. All right. So, you know, I want to just do some thank yous for the youth weekend. We had people participating from Anchor of Life Ministries in Kitchener. We had Acts Worship Center, which is around the corner at on Main. We also had God City Church participating. And we also had, what's the other church? Help me, somebody. I said Acts, God City. I'm missing one. but I'll think of it. Another, a Women of Excellence Ministries, and they brought their kids and their youth, and they were with us, and it was incredible. It was an incredible weekend. What we wanted was a God encounter weekend, and so I want to thank a really big thank you to Pastor Charlene for all of her help in coordinating, and she taught as well. And to JJ as well, he did a lot of behind the scenes. He was my worship generation assistant. And there were a whole host of volunteers that helped as well. But we're going to share with you a little bit about what God is saying to us about and what happened this weekend. Are we able to show those photos, JJ? Yeah, okay, let's get the lights, guys. And let's show these photos about some things that happened this weekend, and then I'm going to let you guys hear the testimonies. Are you crying out for worship generation? I am, I'm telling you. This young woman has an awesome testimony. She got filled with the Holy Ghost yesterday. Hallelujah! And she also just recently got her child back from services. And she's being mentored and raised up, keep going, by another woman of God. These are some amazing young women that came all the way from Woodstock to be with us. This young man, he came all the way from Peterborough to be with us. He's a university student. Here's our team, Worship Moves. This is another guest team we had in from Women of Excellence Ministries. I'm telling you, they got some warriors arising. This is Pastor Janet from Women of Excellence Ministries. She goes to People's Church. She's involved in city prayer, and she loves to pray, and she loves to disciple young women. Oh, here we are. Pastor Susie was in the house. And here's some guys from God City Church and also Ozzy, who goes to Purifier. Oh, here they are. They're doing their teaching with Pastor Charlene about worship. This is some prophetic art. There we are. This is after a lot of them had already had to go home. We had about twice that many. Thank you, Jesus. We had encounter. Thank you, Lord. There's some prophetic art in the background that Pastor Lisa brought. There's JJ. He did an awesome job in his workshop, making it real, keeping it real. People got really, really touched, both through the worship as well as what he shared. Hallelujah. The Women of Excellence Ministry, girl dancers, giving it up for Jesus. That's your last one. Hallelujah. Yeah, we had Pastor Lisa in the house. Get the lights, please. And Pastor Lisa, she painted that painting that's in the hall about revival that has Canada. And she also prayed for the woman who painted that one. She prayed, was a prayer partner with her. And so I'm telling you, we had some awesome people in the house. But we're going to hear some testimonies from Pastor Charlene's going to share what's on her heart, and JJ increased. And let's just hear a little bit more about what God did this weekend. Let's welcome Pastor Charlene. Thank her for all of her hard work with the youth. It's outstanding.
All I can say about the weekend is wow, wow, wow. My goodness. The young people have impressed me. I was so surprised by the spirits and the hearts of those young people. I'll just start with this little tambourine. You can see how little this is. Well, I had ordered a bunch of tambourines to do my workshop on Amazon, and they showed adult-sized tambourines. Well, this is what showed up in my mailbox, which was fine. You know what? I brought it to the workshops, and the kids, they didn't care. Their hearts are so sweet. They decorated them. They did the praising. Even Nathan and a buddy of his or sat with the tambourines and did a drum beat. And they got the group going with the tambourines, and they did a drum beat. So, I mean, they didn't care what they looked like. They were going to praise. They praise. You know, our young people praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible, it's very biblical to praise. And Psalm 95, 1 to 6. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is great, is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are new, deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills are also his. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands form the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Hallelujah. And we had a wonderful workshop, even with the older kids, maybe in their 20s. We just had conversation because I didn't really want to pull these out for our 20-year-olds. I'm sure they would have went along with it. Honestly, they're so precious. Anyways, we had wonderful, deep conversation about praising and what praising means and what being obedient to the Holy Spirit is all about, that you're to be obedient in prayer, praise. If the Holy Spirit is prompting you to dance, then dance. If he's prompting you to run, then run. If he's prompting you to lift your hands, lift your hands. And we talked a lot about obedience because we don't know what the Lord's doing when he prompts us to do a certain action in prayer, in praise. He could be releasing healing over someone in the congregation. He could be releasing healing over yourself. And even Christ, I got a chance to even prophesy over him. And I just saw him dancing, just even like he did today. And I said, Christ, I saw deliverance happening with his dancing and with his pounding of his feet, that there was demons fleeing. So we just have to be so obedient to the Lord in our praise, and we're going to see revival with that. Hallelujah. And the young people so encouraged me in that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I'll just give you one more scripture here. Psalms 50, 3 to 5. Actually, I'll do the whole thing. It says, praise you, the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the sound of the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let these things praise him that have breath. Praise him, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
All right, let's have JJ share. Let's give JJ a great big hand. Aren't we glad God sent him here?
Well, it was an absolutely incredible weekend. I know I was doing a lot of running around, but it was so cool just to see the next generation youth and young adults pressing in for an encounter. And I had the privilege to just kind of share my testimony with them and how I had encountered God. And it was just so cool to see the response because, you know, with the right thing, they're hungry, right? And I had kind of shared with them about how the world doesn't demonstrate good godly faith. Because the world will try to tell us that in order to see a breakthrough, you got to work more, you got to strive more, you got to do all of this thing. But we need to come to God. And the presence of God just came even in that session. And you could just see all of the young people come up to the front. And we did an activity where we had them, you know, visualize themselves as David standing before the giant whatever the giant could be, if the giant was depression or, you know, something that they could be struggling with. And just doing that act of faith of picking up that little stone and looking at a great big giant, but seeing that God is so much bigger, and just releasing that and shouting the name of Jesus. And, you know, I heard so many stories about people saying, wow, that was so impactful. I've never experienced God like that. These young people were getting touched. And you know what? I just feel like that's relevant for all of us, even as adults. I miss the days when I was young. I miss those days. So it was kind of a good reminder for me. But just that we need to press in this moment with the Lord for an encounter. Because, you know, the days of just sitting in the chair and letting everything going, they're done, right? And God's calling a generation. And we are that generation, you know, corporately, individually. They're first, but we're also there too. And so we have a responsibility together to step in, to push in, to cultivate that atmosphere, and to contend for the things of God, just like Pastor Patty was sharing. And I just feel so fired up today from it all. You know, fire is contagious, right? And when you see young people getting all fired up and pressing in and encountering God in a radical way, it's like, hey, I want some of that, right? And so it's that, you know, I want to encourage all of us, just be hungry in this season. You know, it's not just for the young people. He says every tribe, every tongue, every age, the young people, the old people, every generation, all in between. You're never too old to press into God for a fresh encounter, you know? And it was like that scripture was just on my heart all weekend, you know? And it's if we ask for the Holy Spirit, he's not going to give us a snake. He's not going to give us a stone. He's going to pour out his Spirit on those who ask. And so when we see young people coming up, crying out, pressing in and asking, they're going to meet with God in a powerful way. Like Pastor Patty was sharing, we had one young girl. She came up to me in the hallway and she said, I don't know what happened. I've never experienced anything like that. She was getting filled with the Holy Ghost, encountering God in power. We were seeing God move. We were seeing people get set free of all kinds of things, you know? And even as Pastor Susie was sharing too, we were seeing people just get released from depression, from suicide, and all of these things, because in our young people's heads, sometimes we don't realize the things that are going through their minds or even our minds. And we need to be lifting them up, praying for them, encouraging them. And it's just a good reminder, you know, that the enemy is a defeated foe and he's under our feet. So time to stomp him out and be that worship generation. Amen? Amen. All right, I'm going to call Christ up.
What I want to say. First of all, I just want to be thanks for the Lord, because this weekend it was very incredible. It was a big weekend, a big incredible weekend, and I think like by the obedience of Pastor Paddy and Pastor Alex, like people have been like impacted. People have been impacted. Like we receive a good seed. We receive a good seed, and I'm sure we are going to bear some fruit. So yeah, and people were very hungry for the Lord. They came. They worshiped the Lord, and I think something is going to happen in Hamilton by this event. Something is going to happen, and by what? Like if you continue to do some stuff like this, I think like the revival will come in Hamilton, will come in this church, and we have to still praying for people, because you can see someone like dress well, like very good looking, but you don't know like their struggle, and I think we have to still pray for them, because this weekend I saw some people like very set free, and they came again. And I think there is something very special in this church, because when I came the first time, me and my family, like we really felt like the presence of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit, and that's why like we stay again. So I'm very glad for this weekend, and I think like more, I hope so, like more are coming for this weekend. Yeah.
I just want to say one thing about Christ. Christ is my star inviter. He is so good at inviting people to church. He is outstanding at it. And sometimes I think, why are you inviting that person almost? Because sometimes it seems like weird. But he invited somebody to come, and I thought, I don't know if they're in the age range. You know what I'm saying? So can you just tell that little story? I'll help you.
Yeah, it was maybe one month ago, a guy come and he called, he said like he want to give some potato to the Kingsway. So he came, JJ and I, like we were coming, and he said like at the same occasion, he said like, I'm looking for a church. So JJ show him the church, and he said, okay. And the same day I invite him at the coffee connection. At the coffee corner, so he showed up, he came, and he really enjoyed. And he told me like he grew up in church, but I think one moment he left the church and he did like his own way. Okay, and I speak with him for the youth conference. I invited him, and 1 week before like the youth conference, I invited him again. I said, "Oh, do you remember the youth conference?" Like. Yeah, and he said, yes, I remember. And I said, okay, like, he will start, like, a Friday, 21st, I think, yeah, at 7 p.m. And he said, okay, yes, I will try to come. And I said, okay, no problem. And the same day, like, Friday, I didn't call him again. He just called me, and he said, what are you doing? And I said, like, I am at the church. And don't remember, like, this night. Don't forget, like this night at 7 p.m., the youth conference will come. We'll start. And he said, okay. So he came and he told me, like, I will come at 6 p.m., but I cannot, like, stay at 7, till 7 because I have some stuff to do. And I said, okay, no problem. But if you come at 6 p.m., like, the church will close. It will be closed. So it's better to come at 7. But he came, like, at 6 p.m., and we talked a little bit. I introduced him to Pastor Paddy and JJ. Pastor Paddy and Pastor Alex. And, like, they're talking with him. And after... Because he speaks French, a little bit French. So me, I went, I don't remember where I went, but he spoke with my mom, and he told to my mom, like, he was up the mountain, and he felt like a voice told him, like, call Christ. So he calling me, and I think, like, by this, he came to the church. And after, he stayed, like, all service. He said, like, all service till the, he said he stayed, like, 7 to 9:30, and he came back yesterday, and I think like he was very touched by the Lord. And that's why I said, like, we have to pray for those people. Like, we have to pray for people who are coming, because we don't know, like, their struggle. We don't know, like, what they're going through. So we have to still pray for them. And, like, when they will come, they will feel like the presence of the Lord, and the Lord is going to bless them, and we are going to be blessed as well. So yeah.
So I just want to say I learn from Christ, because sometimes he feels the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and he invites someone, and he has such a heart, and he'll say, oh, but the people, they need the Lord, they need to come, they need to feel his presence. And I'm like, put that urgency inside of us, Jesus, that we would invite and we would say, come, because we're used to the presence of God. But God, there's somebody on the other end of your invitation that needs Jesus and the presence and family and to have relationship and to meet new people and to be included. And God is going to put somebody in your life and going to say, come tonight. He's good at even calling and texting and saying, oh, come. And I think we need to be like that, like Philip the evangelist, right? Come experience God. He has something for you today. Amen. Amen. Let's give Chris a great big hand. Hallelujah. Sincere, where are you? Come share. Don't you really appreciate these guys? They do a lot of stuff. They do sound and streaming and help clean up and worship, and they're going to be our star recruiters in Trainer. And the Kingsway, they're outstanding. They're really fine young men. They really are. And I'm honored that they're here with us. I want to tell you that. Let's hear what Sansir has to say.
I'm just going to say, like, I think, God is really rising a new generation. He's rising, like, the young people. He's rising the youth. He's rising the kids, the babies. And, really with the fire of the Holy Ghost, I saw, like, young people really worshiping Jesus yesterday and Friday night. That was really amazing. And I had this this picture on my mind. I think that was Saturday morning. I saw the earth with many flags, and they were all on fire, like above all nation in the world. And I think those flags represent the revival, represent the young people. So I'm ready for that. I'm ready for that. And I'm just going to say, young people, get ready. Get ready for what God will do in our heart, in our family, in Hamilton, in Canada. And I'm just the Lord for that.
Amen. Do any other of the young people want to share any other testimonies? Berenice, do you want to share something? Nathan, do you want to share something? Where is he? Do you want to share something? He's on the camera. He's waving. Oh, you usually have a lot to say. You know what I mean? This kid, he can tell some really good stories. Come on, hurry, hurry, hurry. What happened? Tell us something good.
I was I was in the painting workshop, and I had a vision about what I will draw, what I will paint, and the background was all black. That was darkness, and I did three crosses, the body of Christ. And around them, I saw light, the light in the darkness. So I painted that. And after the Lisa that told me that was very good and she liked it. And the first night, Friday, we were worshiping, and Pastor Susie did an altar call. So we all went with the youth to the altar. And she was praying for us. She was praying for me. And after, another guy came pray for me. And he said that I would start to have vision and dreams. And I said, oh, okay, good, that's good. And 1 minute after, I had a vision about my Samba Malachi, a vision about him. And I told him, and he was really touched about it. And he said, thank you for telling me that. And that was really, he was really grateful.
Awesome. Amen. God is so good. Hallelujah. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask JJ to come up, and Christ, and Sansir, and Nathan, and Bernice. And they're going to be our prayer team today, because they got a special touch from God this weekend. And we're going to let them pray for us. I didn't give them any warning, by the way, but that's okay. Yeah, Dr. Russ did that to me, you know what I'm saying? I remember when come on up, guys. I remember when he handed out the mic and he's like, prophesy. Get ready for that next. It's coming. All right. They're going to be our prayer team. And space on out a little bit. And if you want, you can pray in French. It's okay. The Holy Ghost speaks it. Right? Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is so good. He's doing something. Jesus. Becco, I have another word for you. Oh, just stretch your hands out. This is our new friend, Becco. Stretch your hands out to him. Father, I just thank you, oh God. Father, I thank you that you're sending the nations in this place. Oh, hallelujah. Father, I thank you that you're doing a great work in people's hearts. Oh, what I see is in the area of the heart. I see your heart, but it's shaped like a butterfly. And it has these different colors, and God says, I'm piecing something together right now. And I'm causing even those broken places that have been there, I'm forming it into something new and something beautiful. And the Lord says, new life. And he says that there are some things in the past that tried to drag you down and take you out. But the Lord says, this is your time, this is your season. And he says, all things new, a new road, a new life, a new journey, new hope, new life. He says, I don't define people by what they have done or even what others have said about them. That's not how I define them. I define them by who I say they are. And the Lord says one word over you this morning, and that's the word son, 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 your precious son. Hallelujah. Honey, would you go back and just love on him a little bit and declare over him and pray for him? Hallelujah. And I want to say that no matter what your age is in this place, if you're 3 or if you're 30 or if you're 60 or if you're more, you're a precious son or your precious daughter. And the Lord rejoices over you. He rejoices over you. Hallelujah. He rejoices over you. So I know that the simple prayers are sometimes the most effective. And I believe these young people, they had a great touch this weekend. So I'm just saying, just come and let the Lord minister to you. They might just say a simple prayer, simple blessing, but just receive some impartation because there's fire in their hearts. There's fire in their souls. And they love Jesus. And they're just going to bless you. So, Father, I thank you for these, Lord. I thank you for these mighty men and mighty women of God. And Lord, I thank you that they're anointed and they're appointed. And Father, I thank you that there's fire in their hands and fire in their bellies and fire in their voices and fire in their feet as they dance. Lord, that there's impartation, oh God, upon them. And Father, even as they release something special this morning, oh God, I just thank you, Lord, that you're going to cause there to be fire that's even transferred through them in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. So if you want some fire, some impartation from this weekend, I think I might get prayer from every single one. You know what I mean? As the creative juice is flowing, I just want to invite you to come on up. Just a reminder, we have gap prayer Thursday at 7. And that God is doing something new. So just receive what he's doing. If you're watching online, we want to bless you. We love you. Thanks for joining us this morning. We hope that you are blessed. And we just pray impartation over you right now, that you would know that God has something very, very special for you. And we pray the fire of God over your life. Oh, Father, I thank you for them, oh God, that have been watching. Father, I pray that even if they're praying on the replay, Lord, that there would be great fire and great impartation into their hearts and into their lives. So we just thank you and we bless them in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen. Come and get some prayer. Come get some impartation this morning from these Holy Ghost on fire young people.